Free Talk Live. You take control of the airwaves toll-free if you would like. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us online over at freetalklive.com. More to come on the Move Here project. Mark created a Facebook page today and wanted to talk a little bit about that. But I wanted to get further into what our last caller was trying to get at, or at least my interpretation of it. It was a disjointed call and difficult to really follow. But it made it sound like he was talking about these banking, you know, people and the ADL, the Anti-Defamation League. And he suggested that the ADL has more power than the CIA and the FBI. And the suggestion being that, you know, the Jewish people behind the ADL.
No, that's your suggestion. The ADL...
It is a organization of Jewish people, right?
And well, it is an organization that's pro-Israel, and it's largely comprised of Jewish people. However, the problem is the ADL is a pretty... kind of, I'm going to go ahead and say fascist organization.
Okay.
They basically, if you say anything against the state of Israel, they will label you as quickly as they possibly can, paint you as an anti-Semite. The problem is that many of the people that argue against the ADL are in fact anti-Semites. So, it's this funny little netherworld.
Right. Well, when I hear somebody get on the airwaves and start beating around the bush at bankers and Jews, and controlling the world, and it sounds a little anti-Jewish to me.
I'm suspicious immediately.
When I asked him, is this an anti-Jewish call, he denied it.
Which is good.
But, and that's good, but that's the feeling I was getting. Okay, so the ADL is more of a threat than the CIA.
That sounds like hyperbole.
And the FBI.
And the problem with making statements, especially bombastic statements with hyperbole is the people won't take them seriously. At this point, we're not talking about the ADL and the sins that they have committed up till now. We're talking about, well, was this an anti-Semitic call? And I don't think that necessarily on its face it was, but it was beginning to walk like a duck and quack like a duck.
Yeah, so it just made me uncomfortable hearing that, and it was pretty disjointed anyway. So 855-450-FREE, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. I would just like to put it out there that I don't think people should be judged based on their religion or the plot of land upon which they were born, the color of their skin, their particular belief system. I think
including Palestinians.
Yeah, I think they should be judged based on their actions and how they treat other human beings individually.
Agreed.
That story. So 855-450-FREE. The Move Here Project. It is a Facebook page, and I linked to it over on our Facebook profile, the Free Talk Live Facebook profile, as well as on Twitter. So it's easy for you to find. And Mark, you wanted to kind of go through a brief history of some of the failed projects to coalesce liberty-oriented people in one place, and there's still a few of them that have not yet failed. They're brand new, so they're fresh on the market.
Right, and this is one of the. There's been a few of them that have popped up recently, and I think that it's worth looking at history to see the uniqueness of the Free State Project, because a lot of people see the Free State Project and its success, and they say, "Well, that's a good idea. We need that where I live," or "We need to do another one of those." That's kind of maybe we'll have four of them in the United States so people don't have to move quite as far or something like that. But the problem is if the Free State Project is intended to attract liberty lovers from across the United States and around the world, that you're dividing by four the amount of people, if you have four of them, you'll divide by four the amount of people that will move to your particular project. And actually, that's not entirely true, because some people will not move to New Hampshire because it's too cold or whatever. But frankly, if somebody's willing to pick up and move 500 miles, they'd be willing to pick up and move 1,500 miles. So I don't understand why four would be better than one.
Well, John Bush says from the Lone Star Libertopia Project that it's not correct to analyze this as though the pie is one size.
Right.
He says the pie is getting larger.
I agree that the pie is getting larger. I really do. But there's the pie of liberty people, and there's the pie of liberty people willing to move for a project.
It's a much smaller pie.
It's a much smaller pie. And, certainly you'll create a new pie by bringing in a new project. But I don't think that you're going to double the amount of liberty people out there. You're maybe increase them by 1.3 or something like that. So,
right. I would argue that the amount of people who are willing to move for liberty is not increasing at a clip large enough to sustain a whole bunch of liberty movement projects.
And I'm not 100% sure that people picking up and moving for liberty is the way to go. I'm not 100% clear on that. At this point, it's the only thing that's working, but I think that there's some interesting projects out there like the Blue Seed Project, which
you'd have to pick up to move to that. That's going living on the sea.
But at the very least, you'll be free when you get there, as opposed, you know, by the voluntarist definition, you will be free once you reach there, except for, say, maritime law.
Or unless the King of Tonga rolls up with gunships and takes over your operation.
It's something like that. And so let's go through the list here. And I think that what I'm trying to teach from this is that, hey, let's look at all the projects that have come and gone here before we talk about new ones. Number one, the Republic of Minerva. These aren't in any chronological order.
Is there somewhere that somebody can read this list that you're giving?
Yeah, you can go to facebook.com/moveHereProject if you want to.
Okay.
But it's linked on our Facebook page Free Talk Live's Facebook page at facebook.freetalklive.com.
Well, I'm looking at that page. Where do you have a link on that page?
Why don't you go to the bottom?
Oh, okay.
You'd scroll down to the bottom. There are more than a dozen of these things. And this is what, I mean, before you start your Liberty Project and get people to move, you should know this information. You should know historically about the libertarian exodi that have existed. The Republic of Minerva. Ian, you want to give a brief summation?
Well, I didn't put this page together, Mark, so I'm not that familiar with it.
Okay,
I can
the Republic
the
of Minerva was, this is, you know, I mean, there's only a couple of sentences. The Republic of Minerva was an idea to...
Early 70s,
build up basically a coral reef there, put some sand on a coral reef and, build our own little libertarian islands and we'll be free here. This is outside of the jurisdiction of any country. We found some coral reefs and we're going to do this. And
Sounds like a great idea.
A coalition of governments, including Australia, Tonga, New Guinea, Papua New Guinea, and several others, got together and said, hey, Tonga, this looks like your problem. Go out and stop these people. They sent out one gunship with a 50 cal mounted on it, and they said, ugh, get out of here. And everybody got out of there because there's somebody with a 50 cal is pretty dangerous when you got nothing else. And... you know, that's it. That was
that was the end of that.
That was the Republic of Minerva. Goodbye. and there was another one, which I haven't done a great deal of research, but kind of fits that particular mold here. It's the Republic of Vermirana. It was apparently by the Phoenix Foundation. Also helped a cargo cult from Vanuatu to try to establish the Republic of Vermania, and it was crushed by Papua New Guinea, I guess, troops brought in by the British in 1980. So here's another one of these things: let's create our
little
project.
But those were failures because they didn't have the people, they didn't have the plan, they didn't have the ability to communicate, they didn't have the internet. And the reason why the Free State Project worked, I think, in comparison to these other ones, is, well, they didn't go out in the middle of the ocean where they were easy targets for state aggressors.
Right, they can't kick us out of New Hampshire.
Right, and there's the internet, which allows us to reach a whole lot more potential prospects to get involved.
Agreed.
As well.
But, I mean, the libertarians had the communication they had at the time, and certainly there were people involved and doing stuff. There was also, I haven't been able to find the citation on it, so I haven't put it on my site yet, but there was another libertarian boat out there that basically got caught in like two hurricanes and sank. So that was another failed project.
So the precedent that these two have set, that if you try to build your own little plot of land out in the water, chances are you won't be able to keep it.
That's what that says. I think that the world is a different place now, 30 years later, 40 years later, and that, driving out your gunship and pointing at some people in the water might be a worse thing to do, especially if they got some video of it, but whatever.
I don't think it would matter out in the middle of the Pacific, but the Blue Seed Project is planning on doing something right off the coast of Silicon Valley, Maybe there will be less likely that someone like the King of Tonga would make the trip up there.
And the Blue Seed Project is a project to basically take an older cruise ship, build a free city on it.
This is one of the ones that's in development.
Yeah. And this is more of a really about people's INS immigration statuses.
855-450-FREE, the SACL CAI toll-free line. Those are kind of the older projects. We'll get into the more current ones here in moments. This is Free Talk Live.
What if I could show you a way to take as little as $5,000 and make $100, $1,000, or even more every day by working less than an hour a day with little or no risk? Would you be interested? Hi, I want to tell you about Tactic Trading, a school that teaches homemakers, students, entrepreneurs, executives, the unemployed, or the underemployed how to earn money every day using our proprietary charting tools, indicators which let you know when to buy and when to sell. I know when you hear the term day trader, it sounds risky, but we're so confident in our system that after you graduate, we will fund your trading account with up to $25,000. And here's the best part. When you trade, we'll let you keep up to 80% of whatever you make. Call 877-219-3096 to learn how you can participate in a free online webinar. That's 877-219-3096. Call today. Trading can involve substantial risk. Visit tactictrading.com/100 for complete disclosure.
Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, December 26, 2012. Gold opened this morning at $1,658.60. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,699.93, $849.97 for a half ounce, or $424.98 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,699.93, $849.97, and $424.98.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
We have witnessed two terrible storms in the east, but we are still in the eye of the perfect storm. The most devastating economic condition since the Great Depression. America's worst drought in agricultural history. And now the economic results of the presidential election. This perfect storm is a huge threat to everyone's food supply. I just doubled down and got even more supplies from eFoods Direct, and I recommend you do the same. It's time to get your own supply from eFoods Direct. I know I won't be standing in a bread line trading my freedom for food. I'm taking control of my future. And you're nuts if you don't do the same. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex to find the specials. And you can start with a holiday gift pack that's normally $80, now under $50. Remember, I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Would you rather prepare 6 months too early or 1 day too late? 409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
You know what happens to your digestive health around the holidays? Right. Unusual schedules and foods you don't normally eat can cause upset stomach and indigestion. But you can prepare your digestive tract with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse from Terraganics.com. Pro-EM-1 is all natural and made with certified organic ingredients. It contains no genetically modified ingredients or preservatives and has no animal products, wheat, soy, dairy, or gluten. Pro-EM-1 does not require refrigeration, so you can take it with you over the river and through the woods to Grandma's house. Pro-EM-1 supports a healthy, regular digestive system, supports weight loss, and improves absorption of food nutrients. Improve your digestion and keep off those extra pounds with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse. Call or click Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. Toll free, 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, toll free number tonight, 855-453. You can take control of the airwaves and dial in, bring up whatever you would like. With you in the studio is Ian,
Marcus,
and Mark.
And we invite you over to our website. Just head over to freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features we have there. We've got listening options. You can get tuned into our live streams. We've got broadband, midband, and narrowband versions of the show, and they're available 24/7. So anytime you want to hear the latest episode, you can just go and tune in at listen.freetalklive.com. And also, you can listen to those streams on your mobile device. TuneIn, the mobile app, is a very little handy little app that'll easily allow you to connect with Free Talk Live.
You also have the call-in line, which I love because
yes.
I have an iPhone. And I have a unlimited calling,
mm-hmm.
but I have to pay for when I'm streaming. Yeah, for my data. So what I did is I had a long drive the one night, so I just called in on my iPhone to the call-in line, which is free, and
nice.
Just played that over my car stereo.
The quality is going to be a little down from the broadband stream, but it's listenable.
It is.
For sure. So, yeah, we've got listen lines, we've got live streams, we've got the radio stations, over 100 great stations on AM and FM across the country that air the show at various times throughout the week. Our satellite listening choices include XM Satellite Radio, where we're heard all week long on two different channels. And in addition to that, we've got RKU Band free-to-air channel, which is available across North America via Galaxy 19. And there's our webcam as well. So go to listen.freetalklive.com to learn more about how to get tuned in.
Uncovering the secrets and exposing the lies. That's what the readers of FreedomsPhoenix.com get every day. Readers of FreedomsPhoenix.com are constantly provided detailed real news that lies between the lines of propaganda and the relationship that we have with coercive governments. FreedomsPhoenix.com offers up-to-the-minute updates on the economy, technology, communications, and the rise of the police state. Go now to freedomsphoenix.com and sign up for their free daily dispatch. I get it. Freedomsphoenix.com.
Okay, let's go to the phones here, and then we continue, Mark, with your Move Here project, where on Facebook you have attempted to coalesce all of the various different Move Here projects that have existed that we know of.
Yeah, just chronicle them. I don't coalesce them. I'm chronicling them.
Into the same place. I meant coalesce as in bring to the same page.
Yeah.
You've listed as many as you possibly can. We've gone through some of the older ones from the 70s and the 80s of people trying to create their own atolls or islands or something like that,
mm-hmm.
and live out in the sea, but that didn't really pan out when apparently one of the King of Tonga sent his gunboat over there and they took care of that.
Or the Papan Army or whatever.
Yeah. So let's go to the phones though first and take your calls about what you want. Let's go to Bill listening in Greenfield, Massachusetts. Hey, Bill.
Hey, Mark. How you doing?
Hey, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Mark, you're an Ironman, I understand, correct?
Bill, I'm sorry, your phone audio is all over the place. I don't know if it's something on our side or not, because it seemed to happen with the last call, but make sure you're talking right into your phone. I'd appreciate it. I apologize.
Okay. From what I understand, Mark is a volunteer firefighter.
That's right.
And I was wondering, you know, if you're putting out a fire, do you aim it at the base of the fire, or do you aim your device at the flames up top?
At the base?
At the base. Oh, that's what I thought. Because I wanted to just mention the precautionary principle and Keene, New Hampshire.
The precautionary principle is what you said. Sorry, your phone cut out just a moment there. Go ahead.
The precautionary principle, that is the new way that our local government structure is formatted, especially Keene, Greenfield, Massachusetts, Brattleboro, Vermont. They've all signed on to the ICLEI Global to Local Action Plan. That uses the precautionary principle, and it seems like that seems to be the driving force behind all of the small little tyrants we have in our towns that boss us around on our zoning and our property rights and our vehicles. And
tell me about it, because I don't know anything about it.
Right? What is the precautionary principle? I'm not familiar.
It's basically, just to sum it up, it's when you take precaution first, pretty much treat everyone as guilty until proven innocent, until you prove your innocence. That's the precautionary principle. So that sums it up. If you just Google or...
How does that affect the government's, you know, local government's operation? How does that change it?
Well, it's the foundational principle of ICLEI, the UN Global to Local Action Plan, that has all of the grant funding that comes into Keene, Brattleboro, Greenfield, 650 other cities across the country, and other cities that just call it a greening program or a green agenda. So it's where the environment and animals and plants have superiority over man. So while people are trying to grasp their rights under the, you know, the Bill of Rights and other natural rights that seem self-evident, there's this government governing structure that's a global to local plan, and it's right in your own town. And
yeah, I think that's something to be concerned with, is the UN providing what is basically, in a lot of cases, boilerplate legalese for various cities around the country to just simply adopt UN wording for various local ordinances and regulations. And I know that's been going on in a lot of places for a long time. As you pointed out, it's some, you know, hundreds of local communities.
That's why I started out with the firefighter analogy, where, you know, if you're going to try to get liberty in your community, you have to aim the fire extinguisher at the root, at the base of the fire, which is that. Carla Mora, she is spearheading the Agenda 21 UN to global local resistance plan that's in New Hampshire right now. And she's been doing a fantastic job up there. And it just seems like it's so self-evident that it's really the driver of things in Keene, Brattleboro, Greenfield, that you guys would be able to grab onto it, you know, and roll with it and really make some drastic changes quickly. Because when the locals in these, you know, small cities and towns realize the driving forces of their local government, which is actually taught in all of the universities now in the U.S.
A lot of people would be uncomfortable with that.
I think a lot of people would be very comfortable with that in Keene and Brattleboro.
Being uncomfortable is not a bad thing.
That's what I'm saying. I think that a lot of people, if they knew that, you know, the UN was handing down this, you know, these regulations, that would be even more concerning to them, and certainly
right
something
on the
worth.
Keene website. It's right on the city of Keene website. It's right on the Brattleboro website. It's right on the town of Greenfield, Mass.
It's one of the reasons we need more people to come to New Hampshire and get active, so we can make a difference here, and as we already are. But if, you know, we've only got 1,100 people that are in the state thus far as part of the Free State Project.
I've never heard you mention it on your show.
I didn't know anything about it. And
yeah, I wasn't unaware either.
But let's not forget that. Look, I get up at 8:20 in the morning. I start with reading my emails almost immediately. I'm ready to work and make telephone calls at 10 a.m. I work till 4 p.m. I get my lunch. I come on the show. At 6 o'clock, I'm doing show prep. Yep. By 10 o'clock, we're off the air. I don't have time to run around and
that's why we need people like Bill and others who, you know, do have the time to research this stuff.
I think it's a great thing. I mean, if it's right there on the website, then, it, you know, nobody can call you a conspiracy theorist about it.
I appreciate you bringing it to the forefront, Bill, and thank you for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you, sir. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. The more activists we have in one place, the more of these things can be worked on, the more projects there can be running simultaneously, and not everyone has to be involved in everything else.
And Bill talked about, you know, striking the root. The problem is of this fire. There's fires everywhere, and that's why we need more people.
Yeah, absolutely.
The fires
with
are
hoses.
All around. Yes.
Yeah, 855-450-FREE, the SACL CAI toll-free line. More coming up here. Your calls about what you want, and we'll continue with a list of failed and current Move Here projects. Now, this is Free Talk Live. Share your thoughts.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Alley C. Why Alley C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Alley C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Alley C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Alley C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Alley C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Alley C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Alley C. For more information and to order Alley C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Alley C today.
Land in Buenos Aires, then are shuttled to Santa Rosa, where a nicely furnished cabin with all amenities, Wi-Fi, executive food and wine, and laundry service awaits. After a good night's sleep, your adventure begins. You're on a golden stag safari for big game. But it's not Africa, it's Argentina. One-on-one guided hunts for water buffalo, cougar, bighorn rams, wild boar, and the biggest stag deer in South America. All gold medal quality. All the action you can handle. Land Rovers, top rental guns with scopes, all food, beverages, hunting guides, ground transportation included, and more, all more affordable than you can imagine. The adventure of a lifetime starts at GoldenStagSafaris.com, the big game hunting ranch, GoldenStagSafaris.com.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
We can buy GMOs stressed out about money and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Talk Live, toll-free number tonight, 855-453. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features are free, so enjoy those. Once again, freetalklive.com. With you here tonight, it's Ian.
Marcus.
And Mark.
Marcus is the artist behind BrainlessTales.com, the voice behind the artwork.
That's right.
And that is a daily single-panel comic.
Yeah, it's a daily single-panel comic about whatever I happen to be thinking about. Most recently, I did the 12 Days of Christmas, so it was my take on the song, and I did one day each day leading up to Christmas. I did it as a
countdown. Well, you do it daily.
Countdown.
You have to have new stuff all the time.
Yeah. So it was a 12-day jaunt, that one, so you can check that out.
I was checking it out the last time I was in the studio with you, mm-hmm. which I guess was about 2 weeks ago because I went on vacation for a week, and a couple of times I had to stifle a chuckle while we were on the air, while
well,
I was kind of paging through them.
So you can go to BrainlessTales.com and check that out. There's something like a couple thousand free comics.
Yeah, there's over 2,000 comics. You can check out the archives or just click through.
So enjoy. Let's continue with your calls, your thoughts. 855-450-FREE is the number. Steve is in North Dakota. You're on Free Talk Live. Hey, Steve.
Hey, well, you know, you guys mentioned the ADL, and whenever anybody mentions the ADL, or I guess a caller had mentioned the ADL, I always recall when Frank Zappa recorded the song Jewish Princess, the ADL demanded an apology, and Frank Zappa replied saying, well, okay, Jewish princesses exist. I wrote a song about them. What's the problem? So I always thought that was...
Zappa was an interesting character. I wasn't really in any way an adult during his lifetime, but, you know, looking back at some of the things he said, he was very libertarian.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he was a pretty clever guy, too. But what I wanted to talk about was the Southern Poverty Law Center, SPLC. They, I guess they're in the news again because they're... They have a, well, they're in the libertarian news because they're out after anarcho-capitalists. Now they basically say that people who are so-called anarcho-capitalists, they are...
Talk right into your phone, Steve.
And maybe something with our network, Mark, I don't know where that issue is coming from, but you're talking about the Southern Poverty Law Center now including voluntarists right. and anarcho-capitalists in their list of bad people.
The hate watch
yes.
list.
Yeah. So we're basically people like us, which, you know, I mean, they're saying anarcho-capitalists, but we know what they're talking about.
They
right?
said voluntarists, too. They were specific in the article.
Yep.
And we're basically the Tea Party to the max or something like that. I don't know. I didn't read the whole article. It was just silly.
Well, they said it was not. They were correct in that, you know, the Liberty Movement, as we know it, is not necessarily the Tea Party. There's some crossover, but not really. I mean, there's also crossover with Occupy. They didn't talk about that, but they talked about the crossover with the Tea Party. And, you know, they weren't being fair in their coverage, certainly.
They pointed out every bad thing that they could possibly come up from a liberal status.
It's ridiculous.
Standpoint.
I mean, anybody that's been to the Porcupine Freedom Festival has been to the big gay dance party, and they know that the, you know, liberty-oriented community, at least that we're a part of in New Hampshire, is a very accepting, open-minded group.
The Southern Poverty Law Center jumped the shark a long time ago. I mean, they are a hate group now, on the watch for hate groups. I mean, it's crazy.
Right, yeah. It was a few years ago, the last time they were on my radar. I just typed in a few, you know, into their search bar on their page, and I typed in a few things. And I came up with an article or a few articles about extreme anti-immigrant people, which they, you know, were saying essentially are racist. Well, you've had enough of a call-in to where you know that quite a lot of them actually are racist.
Oh, yeah.
But they listed people like Jeff Tucker from the Mises Institute, and now I believe with Laissez-Faire Books is who he's with now. I think he owns it. I'm not sure.
Yes, he's involved.
He was mentioned in this article, so that kind of, you know, my eyebrow sort of arched when I saw that, because I've met him before. I'm friends with him on Facebook. He's a nice fellow. And it said that he had attended some function or other with some rabid racist, Minuteman type guy, and that, you know, he's part of this racist anti-immigration thing, which, you know how they do. They never quite actually come out and say it. They dance around it. So I actually contacted Jeff Tucker, and I said, hey, man, have you seen this? And I forwarded him the link.
Mm.
And he wrote back, and he said, this is preposterous. He goes, as I write this email, I am sitting in an office with immigrants, and we just got finished discussing about how the United States immigration policy, strict immigration policy, is crippling productivity in this country. This is absurd. He said, I don't even know who this guy is. Okay, I was at a function that this guy was at. Big deal. Who is
right.
he? I have no idea.
Right. Have you been to a concert? Right, or, you know,
I've been to a talkers convention with all kinds of people that believe all kinds of things.
Crazy things, sure. And, you know, even at a Liberty event, these things are open to the public. So unless you know that someone who's there
is... It's what they call a smear. This is a smear.
Right. Unless you know that someone who's attending is a bad person who has bad opinions and you don't want to be associated with them and can somehow identify who that person is and ask them to not come back and, you know, get them to leave, then you're going to see, you know, like I remember a couple of years ago, several years ago at Porkfest. I haven't seen anything like this in a while, but I remember seeing what I determined to be some kind of bigoted bumper sticker at Porkfest, and I was disgusted by seeing that. But it, you know, it's a public campground. Anybody could have been there. Maybe he was there for Porkfest. Maybe he was just there because he was camping. I don't know. I just saw a bumper sticker in the parking lot. But, you know, if you're going to run some sort of a public movement, you can't control who shows up, which is part of the problem, because if somebody shows up and says, hey, I'm a free stater, F you, and, you know, just runs around and makes a fool of himself and, you know, insults people on the street saying he's a free stater, some people are going to say, well,
around.
Right. And some people, and there have been some actual Free State Project participants, they've left at this point, who've shown up and kind of, you know, made a really bad impression on some people with some of the things they've done, and people remember that stuff, and they think in groups, and so they say, oh, well, somebody did this once, they burned a flag in Central Square, and so therefore all Free Staters would burn a flag, and so therefore all of you are a bunch of jerks. And it's ridiculous that people think that way, but That's reality. So one person can come in to a public movement and really kind of throw a wrench into things, but that's just the way it goes. Same thing with political campaigns. You want people to help you with your campaign, you get total strangers showing up to campaign meetings saying they're willing to help, and then all of a sudden one of them turns around, stabs the campaign in the back, like happened with our friend Brad Jardis, who was supposed to be here tonight, couldn't make it though.
Snowy.
Too snowy to drive over from across the state. But he had a campaign manager that he thought was liberty-oriented who turned around and stabbed him in the back. And he was just trying to find somebody, trying to bring somebody on board who seemed excited and interested in his campaign. He didn't know the guy from Adam beforehand. Right. What are you supposed to do?
Well, this thing with the SPLC, what they're doing, as you said, it's a smear, it's a hit piece. It's fueled by a very tenuous association,
right,
with what it is. And it's particularly hurtful to me, I think, in a way, because growing up in the South and the last part of the civil rights era, the late 1960s, the SPLC was absolutely heroic back then.
Yeah, absolutely.
Now, as Mark points out, they've just gone off the rails, man. It's like everybody. I mean, they've pointed out some so-called hate groups that turns out to be one kid with a website someplace.
Okay. Steve, thanks for bringing that up tonight. I appreciate the call and the thoughts. 855-450-FREE. And maybe the SPLC was also subject to this kind of infiltration and takeover. It's very common in politics. Marcus, I know that your family was involved in some political scene down in New Jersey. This stuff happens. I mean, if you start to get some traction in the political scene, all of a sudden, don't be surprised if infiltrators show up and try to, throw a monkey wrench into the party.
If you're at all successful, you should expect it.
Yeah.
I mean, because if you're successful, people are going to be around you, and of course, there will be people that will come in that you won't agree with, and they're going to get in, and you won't know it until it's too late, and now everyone is associating with you with them.
Toll-free number 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can take control here of these airwaves. Bring up whatever's on your mind. This is Free Talk Live. 855-453.
What if I could show you a way to take as little as $5,000 and make $100, $1,000, or even more every day by working less than an hour a day with little or no risk? Would you be interested? Hi, I want to tell you about Tactic Trading, a school that teaches homemakers, students, entrepreneurs, executives, the unemployed, or the underemployed how to earn money every day using our proprietary charting tools, indicators which let you know when to buy and when to sell. I know when you hear the term day trader, it sounds risky, but we're so confident in our system that after you graduate, we will fund your trading account with up to $25,000. And here's the best part. When you trade, we'll let you keep up to 80% of whatever you make. Call 877-219-3096 to learn how you can participate in a free online webinar. That's 877-219-3096. Call today. Trading can involve substantial risk. Visit tactictrading.com/100 for complete disclosure.
Preparedness is simple when you have the right stuff. And with the looming threat of economic collapse and possible service interruption, it's time to get the best-in-class preparedness stuff at DisasterStuff.com. DisasterStuff.com has been serving smart preppers for over 15 years with quality products like Berkey water filters. DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. And as always, free shipping on all Berkey products. Stock up on water barrels and accessories. Get Country Living or Wonder Mill grain mills, Excalibur food dehydrators, Hattler reusable canning lids, Sun Oven solar cookers, EMP bags to protect sensitive electronics, and don't be without your Life Straw personal water filter, all from DisasterStuff.com. Preparedness is simple with the right stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
What do you do when your propane runs out and you don't have a large amount of wood for cooking? That's when you need a Grover Rocket Stove from StockStorage.com. The Grover Rocket Stove starts easily with any combustible material, like junk mail, small twigs, leaves, weeds, or dry sagebrush. Then just add a small amount of kindling wood and you'll be cooking entire meals in minutes. Grover Rocket Stoves are made right here in the USA and are built to last a lifetime using heavy-duty thick-gauge steel and are painted with high-temp paint to withstand heat. Go to StockStorage.com. RockStorage.com and see three great Grover Rocket Stoves, stainless steel, heavy duty, or our original Grover Rocket Stove for only $135 and get free shipping to the lower 48. For phone orders, call 801-361-6984 or go to StockStorage.com. That's 801-361-6984 or StockStorage.com. The original Grover Rocket Stove minimal wood use cooking stoves. Available exclusively from StockStorage.com.
Thomas Jefferson once said, "When the people fear their government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is liberty." Our God-given right to life and liberty and the right to determine what is best for our lives and our families' health are in jeopardy. If we the people do not diligently assert these rights, they may be taken away and lost forever. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, and we will not meekly allow ourselves to be led as lambs to the slaughter. Sitting passively by and accepting the chains of slavery that are being placed on America is not an option. Please stand with Utopia Silver in this fight. Utopia Silver carries some of the most effective colloidal silver products on the market and numerous other high-quality health supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, utopiasilver.com. Or call us today at 1-888-213-4338. 1-888-213-4338.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, take control of the airwaves here. Toll-free, 855-450-FREE. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. And SACL CAI has been behind this program for a long time. So long that the SACL CAI live read that Mark is handing to Marcus, or was for a moment there,
it's tattered and
is
torn.
It looks like the Constitution. It's yellowed so much.
He was showing me the dates, I believe, and they are many years ago.
This read started on 2/2/07.
Wow.
Yeah.
And it's still on the same piece of paper.
Yeah, I don't really read it verbatim anymore. I could go ahead and do that if you'd like. I got one on here I'd read. The SACL CAI has a full-orbed approach to count recovery. It's really three companies in one. They do collections, early out billing, and they purchase charged-off receivables. SACL knows that the way they treat your customer reflects on you. Their staff is respectful. They record every call, and they have the best equipment money can buy so that your business is handled as efficiently as possible. You can see their banner at freetalklive.com. Do business with businesses that support Free Talk Live.
So there's a reason that you don't really read it verbatim is that you're having trouble seeing that piece of paper, it looked like.
I have an eye problem that has, that I don't talk about very much, but I have an uncorrectable vision problem.
Oh, well, that's unfortunate.
Yeah, what are you going to do?
So you can join us on the air here.
Not correct it. That's what you're going to do.
855-450-FREE.
Some very special. If I was really, really wealthy, I might be able to develop a very special monocle that might change things. I'm not 100% sure. But I would then
not
have a monocle.
Not too many people have monocles.
You would be extra cool if you had the monocle.
Because you would have to. It would be legitimate. I wouldn't just be some jackass with a monocle. I would be a jackass that needed the monocle.
Well, there aren't very many people that have monocles, so I don't think there are that many people just grabbing monocles to look cool
you
or
should
distinguished.
Definitely do that, yeah.
It would definitely make you conspicuous.
that's what I'm afraid of.
Let's go to Chris. He's in Littleton, Colorado. Chris, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Marcus, and Mark.
Going on, guys.
What's on your mind?
So, it was kind of occurring to me today. Actually, I read an article as well about how, like, a lot of red states, here in America, how a lot of them have these sort of, libertarian-esque, very, like, lazy, fair, however you say it, sort of government policy. And it kind of seems that there is a lot of unimaginable poverty.
Hold on.
Unimaginable
what
poverty.
Red state has laissez-faire policy? I mean, all these states are very controlling. Laissez-faire means hands-off. It means the government doesn't touch people and what they do, businesses and individuals, and allows people to make their own decisions without government.
Can you point to a specific state?
No, about red states, like, collectively. Basically, with, like, right-wing policies where unions, you know, right to work for less laws, unions have been, you know, driven out. Minimum wage laws, you know, are pretty crappy.
Let's talk about the union real quick. Do you think that it would be okay for a group of people that work at the same business I do get together and force me to be in their union? I mean, is that what you call freedom?
I would say that collectively, yes. I think
I don't believe in collective anything. Look, it's you and me. Should I be able to force you to do something?
I think that in a work, it's, oh, you mean between me and you, like just me and you?
Yeah.
Oh, I mean, no. I'm talking collectively, like in a workplace. If that's
okay,
workplace,
so there's three people that work in a workplace. You, some other guy, we'll call him the wolf, and me, the sheep. Now, you two wolves can get together and decide that we need a union, and I say, you know what? I like things the way they are. Is it okay for you to either force me to quit or to join your union?
I would say to join the union if it was in the best interest for me.
I don't really care what the best interest in your opinion is. I get to make my own decision what my best interests are, right?
Right, for you personally, but if you're, you know, in an employer-based situation, you're in a workplace, it's more of a democracy. It's not really like a kingdom.
Yeah. I absolutely agree that if you can get an employer to say, look, I want to do business with a union and I want to only hire people that are in a union, that's the right of an employer. However, if you get together to, lobby whatever the state capital is so that state capital says that, look, you've got to do business with these unions, and any time that you can get 51 or 50+1% of the people in a shop to say that we want to be a union shop, the other 50% minus one has to go along with what they say, and we aren't going to have blind ballots so that we know who's voting for and voting against so that we can hit them in the kneecap with a crowbar out in the parking lot. That ain't freedom, man. That's tyranny.
And to call red states laissez-faire is totally misunderstanding what laissez-faire means. I would suggest anybody go and take a look.
Right.
When Republicans are in control, they are not laissez-faire. They are control freaks, just like Democrats are. They want to tell you how to live. They want to tell you what to do. They want to take money from you.
They make rules that are a little nicer to their big business cronies.
Okay, that doesn't affect you and I.
No, it doesn't really.
And it's
not about
laissez-faire in any way, shape, or form. But where were you going with your point tonight?
Well, that, you know, there are blue states that basically are forced to subsidize the red states' disastrous economic policies. From what I understand, the study said that, you know, for every, dollar that, you know, I think it was Mississippi sends to D.C., they get back around like $1.40, $1.50, you know, right in there. In the case of, like, you know, there's a lot more poverty, therefore there's a lot more welfare. And so it's the blue states are having to, you know, say for like Oregon or Washington, California, you know, and they're spending, a dollar, they get back 80 cents. And I'm saying that, you know, but there are these sort of Republican policies that, you know, this race to the bottom, you know, the mentality where big business, you know.
Republicans are certainly not above taking welfare for themselves and their business buddies. That's for sure.
I'm against any state or individual having to support any other state or individual. I think that that's wrong.
Right.
But I think you can look at blue states and see that they have managed their wealth very, very poorly. You take a look at Illinois, you take a look at New York, New Jersey. These places are insolvent, and it really doesn't have anything to do with the federal government's income tax redistribution there. It has to do with really bad policies, specifically policies centered around government worker unions. I said, ba-bam! That was the sound of you being thrown to the mat.
I think the reason why our wages have been, you know, driven down, you know, so much since, you know, basically Reagan is, I think we just don't have a workers' movement in this country anymore.
Your wages have been driven down. Look, if you're having a tougher time living, it doesn't have to do with what the current wage is, because they've always been raising the minimum wage over the years. So wages have been going up due to these laws.
Workers can buy more than they could in 1980.
But
wages are going up.
Well, wages may be going up, but you are always behind the ball on cost of living, because the cost of living goes up faster than the wages can keep up.
That has more to do with inflation
than
by the government.
Right, that's what I was going to say. If you want to put
the blame on something for a you know, you having a difficult time living and paying your bills and all that. Blame the federal government, both the Republicans and the Democrats, for giving you the Federal Reserve System and sticking with it, where they can print out as much money as they want to, give it to all their military contractors and their buddies in the big corporations, and shuffle all these billions of dollars around, and all that money goes out into the system, and then it makes it the money that you have in your wallet and your bank account worth less and less over time. And since wages don't increase to compensate for it, everybody gets put behind the ball, and that makes life much harder to live, and both Republicans and Democrats did that to you.
And, Chris, this was a huge issue for Democrats back in the early part of the 19th century. Andrew Jackson was swept into office on this particular issue. So this is, as a union supporter, something you should totally be behind.
But I understand. I mean, the Federal Reserve was established in 1913, and I've got all conspiracies, but even
it's not
after,
a conspiracy.
I mean, FDR, like, you can, I mean, wages, we had strong middle classes, even with, you know.
Well, no, it was a conspiracy. Right?
FDR didn't believe in public sector unions, Chris.
Chris, thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you. It was a conspiracy. It's just not a theory.
Yeah.
It's not a conspiracy theory.
Conspiracy history is what it's the history of what happened to create the Federal Reserve.
Right. If people conspire to do things all the time, conspiracy theories are where you have some harebrained, in most cases, idea about what reality actually was. And reality is bankers and government guys got together and created the Federal Reserve on Jekyll Island back in, you know, whatever year that was, right, in the early part of the 20th century.
That's
reality. And it was a brilliant plan on their part. I mean, you got to give credit to them.
Yeah.
It's really smart. They're
selling debt.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, the United States, people say that the dollar isn't backed by anything, but it is backed by something. It's backed by debt, the debt of the U.S. government. And the U.S. government has only two things as collateral. They have your property.
Your labor.
And
well,
your body.
Yeah.
Your labor comes from your body. So if they own a portion of your labor, they must own at least your body in total.
All
or
the evidence
at least
shows
a part,
that.
Part of it.
855-450-FREE, the SACL CAI toll-free line. Hey, share your thoughts. Bring up whatever's on your mind. We've got a full hour to go here. Hour 3's next. You can take control. 1-855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live.
In every age, a technology is created that upends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit weusecoins.com.
In these hard economic times, you've got to do whatever you can to save money. One of our biggest expenses can be our cars, especially when unexpected repair bills hit. Not anymore. Repairs for your engine, transmission, and much more can become a thing of the past if your vehicle has less than 130,000 miles. Get your car protected, saving you hundreds, even thousands of dollars. See if your vehicle qualifies. Just call 1-800-832-0768. Again, 800-832-0768. That's 1-800-832-0768.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrients. Nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.